This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Only 51% of finance chiefs at private nonprofit colleges agreed that their institutions would be financially stable over the next 5 years, compared to 65% the previous year. Praise of Zion Baptist Church and DCD Partners have sued Transamerica Life Insurance for impermissibly using race-based data and calculating a 50% increase. A federal judge has set the matter for trial on that formula. Glenn Beck has laid off 20% of its workforce, citing pressure on advertising and funding in a crowded field of right-leaning media and their audiences. Flight Attendants Union is up in arms over the fact that TSTA is allowing non-flying shoppers to go through security to shop in the Pittsburgh airport. They claim it will lengthen the lines and reduce security to allow non-flyers in the protected zone. Federal judge has temporarily blocked a Texas law that would restrict the most common type of second trimester abortion, ruling that the opponents have a substantial chance of blocking the act as requiring a medically unnecessary and untested procedure. Researchers at Stanford University reviewed data on 168,867,480 live births from 1972 to 2015, making statistical adjustments for missing paternal records. The average age of the father of a newborn in the United States, the investigators found, has risen to 30.9 from 27.4 in 1972. Kenya's Supreme Court on Friday annulled the country's presidential election results and called for a new poll, an unprecedented ruling on the African continent that catapulted one of its top economies into uncharted territory. The bench backed the petition filed by opposition candidate Raila Odinga, who claimed the Electoral Commission's computer system had been hacked to manipulate the results. Kenya's Election Commission had declared incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta the winner of the poll, which was held peacefully and lauded by international observers. Support for protecting DACA and Dreamers has come from Speaker Paul Ryan and other legislators, as well as 350 corporate heads, university presidents, and others. In 2016, Chinese buyers invested $46 billion in the U.S., a threefold increase from the year before. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.